Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome yet again to another episode of This Open House Show. I am David Guthrie with Long Realty with my gorgeous, wonderful, beautiful wife, Rebecca.
Hi, guys.
Inside and out, I might add.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. Boy, it's been just... insane.
It's a crazy week.
Last couple, and I don't know if I like the word crazy. It hasn't been crazy. It's been productive.
It's been full. It's been
our cup overfloweth.
Yes.
Yes.
But we have a guest today, so we should do.
We have an amazing guest today. But before I introduce him, let me give you guys some information. If you need to talk to us off air, anything real estate related, you can reach us at 520-462-2611. Call or text. You can also email us info@thisopenhouseshow.com, or you can go to www.thisopenhouseshow.com. Full MLS search capabilities, find out what your home's worth, all of those great things. Now, every single week we jump into sales stats and just things going on here in Tucson, Arizona. So right now in the city of Tucson on our MLS, there are 647 active listings available, virtually unchanged from last week, by just like two.
Right, I was going to say it's very close.
Yeah, it's very, very, very close. 808 were on the market as of January 16th. Now, those are active homes. They're not under contract. They're not pending or anything like that. Last 3 months, we have seen a median sales price of $255,200 when you take all of that data and throw it together with 6 days on market. Looking back at the entire year, we've had a number of sold homes. In February of 2020, when we look at that rolling 12, 13,877. Jump that to 21, and we're using February because that's the last benchmark that we have, 14,193.
Wow.
Our pending sales are about 13,821 in February of 2020, and it jumped up to 14,565. So definitely increasing. We are seeing that pressure come in, like we mentioned, every single week. It
yes,
seems
we
the
do.
Pressure is not just coming from within, but it's coming from people who are seeing what Tucson has to offer, and they're coming from all over the place,
yep.
Which is definitely helping spur some of these numbers. And looking at your rents in Tucson, let's talk about your median price of a three-bedroom. You're going to pay, according to our MLS stats, about $1,537 a month.
That's gone up.
If you want to rent a three-bedroom home, it's about the same
is
as
it?
Last week.
Okay, from last week, okay.
Yeah, from last week. Overall, we are going to expect rents to increase. That is just something that is happening. We have a very, very, very low vacancy rate. A lot of the investors and people I know who own lots of property, like in the 100-door range, less than 1%. It's nuts. So let's contrast that. Your median sales price for a three-bedroom home right now in Tucson, Arizona is $255,250. Looking at today's rates, which are going up. We're seeing rates go up across the board here. You're looking at about 20% down, $1,148 a month, averaging and just estimating taxes and insurance and those kind of things. But if you take that, let's look at this. You buy, you have it fixed 30 years, $1,148 a month is your payment. You know where that's going to be. Right now, today, you're looking at saving $389 a month.
Right.
You know, that is a huge number. Let's go ahead and contrast that down the road. What's the rent going to be next year, the year after, et cetera? That's really where we're at. The Federal Reserve has said they're going to continue to buy bonds, and they're going to be doing that till at least 2023. That has helped kind of stabilize some of these rates,
yep.
which is good for rates. But I want to keep everybody's minds kind of get back to reality here. This pandemic pricing that we've had of interest rates being in the twos, that's really gone for the most part.
Yep.
You can still buy these rates down and do that. Freddie Mac has said we're going to be settling on three. And you know what? Ultimately, that's good news. It's good news because the housing market is healthy.
Yeah,
it's strong.
It is. Yep.
We can handle these kind of rates. So That's where we're at. If you'd like to deep dive into your specific area, go ahead, feel free, reach out to us off air. We can go neighborhood, zip code, whatever you want, 520-462-2611.
But we have a guest today, and we are super excited to bring him on air. We've been looking forward to this for about a month, 3 weeks?
I don't know. I've been looking forward to this since...
For a while. We've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah.
So you want to introduce our guest?
Let's introduce our guest. We have Tom DeBerry here with State Farm Insurance. And Tom, are you here with us?
I am. Glad to be with you guys.
Hi. Thank you so much for joining us.
First thing... In interest of full disclosure, I want to let our audience know, Tom is our personal insurance agent.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and he's doing a fantastic job for us. This call here is designed to educate you guys. Tom's not paying to be on here.
Yep,
we don't get any special treatment.
Nope.
There's nothing like that. And in fact, when we recommend people, the best things that are... These vendors, be it construction or insurance or lenders or anything, the best thing that they can do is take care of our clients exceptionally well. And Tom DeBerry and his crew do a fantastic job of that. He's been selling insurance since 1982. Prior to that, kind of surprising. Well, not really
if you meet Tom.
He'll slam dunk on you if you meet him. He was a basketball player. Tom, you played for Long Beach back in the day. Who was your coach? I think some of us might know this guy.
Well, I had the good fortune of playing for Coach Lute Olson in Long Beach before he moved to Iowa and then subsequently to the University of Arizona.
That's really cool.
That is amazing. So you got to play under a fantastic coach, and then you moved on to Northern Arizona University, and then were drafted to the Phoenix Suns. So you actually, am I getting all this right? You set foot on the NBA court.
You got it right. It was a long time ago, but you got it right.
Well, let me brag on you a little bit more, because it looks like you hold the Northern Arizona University record for most steals, 12 in a single game and 147 in a season. And you tied the NAU record for most free throws in a season. Is that all correct?
My goodness, haven't you done your homework?
I've done a little bit. So the reason I'm bringing that up is anybody who can set foot on an NBA court and play at the level that you did, it takes serious dedication and determination. And I got to say, based on what I'm seeing with how you're treating us, it shows. You put every bit of that into your career.
Right. Before we start asking questions to help educate our audience, one of the things that I really appreciate about Tom is that he's not trying to sell you anything. He listens to what your needs are, and then he provides the solutions to those needs. And he's not in this, he's in it to help take care of you, as opposed to just, you know, sell a product and move on.
Right.
So, Tom, let's talk a little bit about, what insurance company do you work for? Why did you pick them? And we'll go from there.
Yeah, why State Farm?
Yeah, great question. The short answer is I accidentally stumbled into State Farm because I had a young family. I had just moved here from Long Beach. I didn't know Speedway from Broadway.
Okay.
We were starting over, essentially. And I had to take care of my family. And so upon the recommendation of a couple of guys at our church, I was fortunate enough to get hired back in the day by what turned out to be the best insurance company in the United States. And I was just so fortunate to have found my way into that.
No, that's fantastic. And that was back in 1982. So the insurance world, I'm sure, has changed quite a bit since then.
It certainly has. I mean, you know, I've been fortunate to serve the same people for 37, 38 years, and their children, and now some of them their children. So the way we did business then is very different from how we do it now. But one thing really hasn't changed, and that's that these are real people with real needs and real problems, and everybody, in my opinion, deserves a personal touch.
Right, and that's I think the big difference here, because you know you can call you know, some of these bigger companies and get a call center and reach out to different people every single time. But you really know your clients. And when they call with a problem, you're there for them. You want to make sure that they get that claim in quickly and help get back on their feet fast.
Yeah. So this time always seems to go so fast, we're going to run into a break. But on the other side of the break, we'd like to really, since this is a real estate focused show, we'd really like to talk about home insurance and what that does and why it matters and what the appropriate coverage is, as much as you can talk in generalities.
And a couple of really cool products that I think are going to help homeowners if they add on when they can.
Yeah. So we are going to head into a break. But we'll be back with Tom on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Got through with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company with my amazing, wonderful, very handsome husband on both the inside and out, David Guthrie. And we are talking with Tom DeBerry of State Farm Insurance. And we had some questions about my brain just
froze.
Well,
let's talk about homeowners insurance.
Thank
because, you. You know, when our clients or any client really is getting a loan, one of the first thing that happens is they end up getting a whole bunch of different quotes. Sometimes that comes through their real estate brokers themselves. They have some affiliates with different insurance companies. Also, the lenders also are going to shoot quotes out. You know, it can be confusing, and a lot of people are just seeing rates at the bottom line. What I want to know from you, Tom, is what are some of the top things, maybe top three things to look for when analyzing these different quotes and figuring out who to go with?
Yeah, it's a great question, David. I think a couple of things immediately come to mind, and that's it's pretty fundamental, but you obviously want to get the number right with what you insure your house, in the amount you insure your house. You don't want it to be more than you need, and you certainly don't want it to be less than you need. The lender is really concerned about their interests. What we need to make sure of is that we tailor and design the policy to fit your interests. So first of all, we want to get that number right. What should we insure the replacement cost of the dwelling for? And that's not that's something that we all use calculators. We depending on what calculator you use, we might be using a local appraiser's construction cost index. But we like to think we get that number close. Secondly, I think you want to make sure that you have replacement coverage on everything, and most lenders all do that now. That's common. Probably the third thing that I would say is you want to make sure you get the right endorsements on the policy. In other words, think of a policy as coming as kind of a stock template, and then you build it out from there. So whether you need more jewelry, whether you need guns coverage, whether you need your laptops insured, and some of the other cool endorsements that I think you're going to be getting at in just a minute, you need to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. And umbrella policies for liability and all of that different stuff. One of the things that I think a lot of people don't think about, they kind of get a set it and forget it approach. It just gets paid through your mortgage, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, PITI. And so they just make their payments, and the escrow account takes care of all this, and they kind of forget. We are in an inflationary economy right now where the dollar is becoming worth less, and you have the cost of goods, the cost to build is going up astronomically. I think, and this is just a recommendation, this isn't a question, you need to call Tom or your insurance agent and look at replacement costs today. If you haven't done that in 5 years, it could be very different.
Right.
What do you think about that, Tom?
That's exactly right, David, and that's spot on. Because what can happen is your insurance policy is tied to an inflation cost index, and that could be realistic or unrealistic. So you might find yourself in any given time underinsured or overinsured. And so just to double check that number is a great exercise. One of the best practices that we kind of bake into our agency is that we want to make sure we ask questions about that and more, because lives change, situations change. And, you know, if your home is maybe one of your biggest assets, so if you don't have it properly protected, theoretically something can take it away.
Right.
So we want to make sure that.
I have a question. Let's pretend I know nothing about insurance. What exactly does the homeowner's insurance policy cover? Does it cover the house burns down and I need to replace all of it? Does it cover the bathroom pipe broke and ran all night and we woke up and found that we're flooded out? Does it cover what exactly when we're getting a basic home insurance policy without any of the endorsements, what are we covering?
Yeah. Great question. Think of it in two different categories, Rebecca. First category would be your dwelling or your structure, things that you can't pick up and take away.
Okay.
So those things we're going to cover on an all-risk basis, meaning if everything's covered other than things that might be excluded. So, for example, earthquake would be excluded. Nuclear war is excluded. Settling, cracking, you know, that's excluded. Floods excluded. Common things like that. But other than that, it's an all-risk policy. Everything is covered. Contrast that with personal property, stuff you can pick up and take away out of your house. All insurance policies cover those on what's called a named peril basis. And so what that means, in contrast to all risk, it means if we say it's covered, it's covered. Theft, vandalism, fire, et cetera. And so, you know, water damage, accidental water damage, smoke damage, a whole list of things, 13 plus different perils. And if those are named, you're covered. If they're not named, you're not covered. So, for example, if your air conditioning system just stops working one summer, that wouldn't be covered because it's not named as a peril under a policy.
This is a maintenance item, is what we're talking about here. It's not like, but however, if a golf ball size hail hit your air conditioner on the roof and caused damage, well, that might be covered. Am I on the right track?
That's right, and maybe more common exactly along those lines in Tucson would be the golf ball-sized hail puts some holes in your roof, and your roof leaks
Right. Subsequently
when it rains. In that case, the roof would be covered.
Right.
And the damage done by the water would be covered. But if your roof just wears out because you didn't take care of it, that would be something not covered.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, insurance is going to cover catastrophe, not lack of maintenance and responsibility. And and that's the whole point here. And the lenders are going to require it because they want to make sure their asset is good and safe. I want to also talk about drilling into the house a little bit more and the importance of looking at this. You know, we've had clients, and fortunately we've been able to catch this. You know, some of our clients who they are just looking for the cheapest quote out there. And that's all they're going to go with. And you find, boy, the house has polybutylene piping. This is specifically not covered. And in one of those cases that I'm thinking of in particular, it was a good thing I caught it for the buyer. She was able to make some adjustments because, by golly, later in the year, we had one of those pipes burst. And if she hadn't have made that shift, it would have been a big problem. And so, you know, again, just for our audience, when you're looking at these things, it is important to have somebody like Tom who's going to take the time and really look at the house, ask the right questions, and make sure you're covering what is needed. Speaking of covering what is needed and talking about these some of these maintenance items and things that just break down. You guys have a really cool add-on that I want to talk about. You actually have two that I think are really neat and interesting for our clients we've been telling about. It's systems and services guarantee. Is that what it's called? What is that called, Tom?
Yeah, we call it a home systems protection endorsement, and it's really unique. I've been doing this a long time, and in the last couple of years, we rolled this out, and it's been so popular. It's been wonderful because much like an American Home Shield policy around here, you might buy when you buy a house, would cover you for your AC unit if it breaks down, your water heater or your pool pump or your oven. When those things break, that might cost $700-$800 a year to protect. For us, we can put that on as an endorsement on the policy to cover those things for accidental breakdown for about $99 a year. So
wow.
$8 or so a month in your payment, you can get that protected.
Wow. Wow. And then so walk us down this aisle. So we have this endorsement put on, and my air conditioner breaks, it does wear out, or my pool pump. What do we do? I call your office, and what happens?
Yeah, I mean, that's great, because as I said, if you deal with American Home Shield, they're going to send their guy out, whoever that is, their vendor. And with us, first of all, you call us. You can get us 24/7. And what I'm going to say to you is that, David, you call your AC guy. The guy you know, you trust, or someone that is recommended. He would go out, look at what's going on, take some pictures, give me a narrative. We would submit that to the insurance company, and the insurance company would send you a check. And you would then apply that if you wanted to do a whole new system, apply it. If you wanted to just replace the compressor, that would be probably something we would be paying for, would be logical.
Okay.
Go ahead and do that. In other words, you deal with me, you deal with us,
right?
And you
get to deal with vendors that you like, as opposed to just whomever gets sent out.
And this right here is a game changer for us and for our clients, because instead of having this unknown where, you know, in many ways, and not bashing any home warranty products, because they do help a lot of people, we've used them, but in many ways, it's a pre-existing condition thing. And especially with things like air conditioner, where the dollar cost is so high, a lot of times it is difficult to pin that sort of stuff down. And sometimes they don't get covered. We've had clients with air conditioners that maybe aren't certified prior to closing, do break down. They're expecting it to get replaced, and it doesn't get fixed or replaced. Furthermore, You are not sure who's going to be coming out there. Now, the home warranty companies try their best to get good people out, but there's something about being able to have control, and I think knowing who you're bringing out. And so I just love this fact that I can partner with State Farm, with our clients who choose to go with them, and then if they have an issue, they're able to get their people out.
Right.
It's something that's so unique, and it's so inexpensive for what it is. What's the deductible on something like that? Does it vary depending on the person and the house or what?
Yeah, that's a great question. So normally a homeowner's policy endorsement carries the deductible that the homeowner's policy would have. So if you had a $2,500 deductible, you would think that an endorsement would carry a $2,500 deductible. But this deductible is $500 for that home systems endorsement.
In many ways, sorry, Tom, continue.
No, when you think about the cost, so if you were paying $700-$800 a year for the American Home Shield, and that had a $75 deductible, ours has a $500, but it's $99 a year. It's not hard to do the math and figure out how that would be to your advantage over time.
We are reversing these charges essentially and making it so that the deductible you'd pay is about the same you're going to pay yearly, and then when you actually need it, because you might hopefully aren't going to need it all that much. Jumping into the next, as we only have about a minute left here, I want to talk about the sewer line coverage from the house to the street. There are some third-party companies that come out here and do it, but if you're with Tom and State Farm, I don't see why you wouldn't want to just bundle everything together. Can you give us the quick rundown on that?
Yeah, quick rundown is traditionally from the house to the curb, nothing is covered outside the footprint of the house, and as well inside the house, those pipes, as you know, the sewer line, the other service lines, gas lines, etc., aren't. But now you can get that coverage, which obviously the water company will offer. They'll layer that onto your bill for $6-7 a month. But for less than $4.5-$5 a month, you can have all of those service lines covered from the house to the curb,
awesome.
Which is, you know, David, costs $1 zillion.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And and why would you want to call the water company when you could call somebody here local and get it done?
So, Tom, really fast before we leave, can you tell people how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can reach me at tomdeberry.com. You can reach me at my office at 298-7111. We have two locations, Second Street and Tanker Verde Road. Or you can find me on my website, and my cell phone would be there too.
Awesome.
So you can reach me anywhere you want.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you guys for joining us on This Open House. We'll catch you next week.